This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Since the fall of the Taliban regime in Kabul, diplomats from neighboring countries have been returning to the Afghan capital. Iran, a bitter foe of the Taliban, was the first country to send a representative. India's diplomat also is there, hopeful that Afghanistan never again will serve as a base for Kashmiri militants. All want to show goodwill by providing aid, but none more publicly than Russia. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
The Russians have opened a field hospital in downtown Kabul. At the opening ceremony, a Russian general who fought in Afghanistan during the Soviet occupation greeted the Northern Alliance Minister for Refugees, his former enemy. No one mentioned that uncomfortable fact. These new allies focused instead on their shared foe, the Taliban. It's been 12 years since Soviet troops withdrew in disgrace and 8 since Russian diplomats pulled out. This field hospital marks Moscow's official return. It's run by Russia's emergency ministry. Though technically not a part of the armed services, the hospital has a distinct military air about it, reinforced by the presence of armed guards. The Northern Alliance is all too happy to get Russian weapons and aid, but many Afghans remain suspicious. Afghan physician Dr. Narzi suggests the field hospital is really nothing more than a PR ploy. He says it would be much more useful to provide supplies to existing hospitals than set up another in the center of Kabul. Leonid Khatlov, who refuses to say which Russian ministry he represents, is reportedly a lieutenant general. He dismisses questions about Russia's past here.
Many wars were in the whole world. So history is the history. And now we are writing the new list of the history.
But Moscow's diplomatic envoy Alexander Oblov is busy rewriting history in his effort to whitewash Russia, bolster the Northern Alliance, and further condemn the Taliban. In a shameless revision of events, he denies the rival Afghan militias, many of which now make up the Northern Alliance, destroyed most of Kabul in the early 90s. He blames the Taliban for everything. The Russians' unexpected arrival in the dead of night a week ago raised eyebrows. Startled Afghans awoke to find them camped in the center of town. United Nations officials were equally surprised to see the Russians, noting tersely they had not coordinated their aid efforts with them. And U.S. officials worried Moscow's rush to establish a presence was a crude effort to define the future of Afghanistan. They expressed concerns Russians might be planning to legitimize the Northern Alliance before a broad-based government can be established at the talks in Germany. Insisting there is nothing to be worried about, Ambassador Oblov says there is no longer a great game to be played in Afghanistan. According to Oblov, the events of the past months have forged a consensus among all major players that Afghanistan must never again be a haven for extremists, narcotics trafficking, and terrorism. Before diplomatic relations can be established, Oblov needs to find a new embassy. The vast Soviet complex, a virtual city, was reduced to ruins in the chaos that followed the Soviet withdrawal. 30,000 refugees now live in the gutted compound, and they will not easily be moved. They say they will not leave until the Russians build them new homes. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Kabul.